children and 3 adults were killed by an attacker who carried 2 assault-style weapons and a pistol into an elementary school in Nashville. Officers shot and killed the attacker at the Covenant School, attached to the Covenant Presbyterian Church in the Tennessee state capitol. Lamenting the heartbreaking attack, President Joe Biden repeated his call for Congress to pass meaningful gun control reform, including an assault weapons ban.
I just want to speak very briefly about the school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, Ben and I have been doing this our whole careers, it seems. And it's just, it's sick. You know, we're still gathering the facts of what happened and why. And we do know that as of now, there are a number of people who did not make it, including children. It's heartbreaking, a family's worst nightmare. And I want to commend the police who responded incredibly swiftly, within minutes, and the danger. We're monitoring the situation really closely, Ben, as you know. And we have to do more to stop gun violence. It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation, ripping at the very soul of the nation. And we have to do more to protect our schools so they aren't turned into prisons. You know, the shooter in this situation reportedly had 2 assault weapons and a pistol, 2 AK-47. So I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban. It's about time that we began to make some more progress, but there's more to learn. But I just wanted to send my concern and hearts out to so many parents out there.
Nashville police identified the dead. They were Evelyn Deekhouse, Hallie Scruggs, and William Kinney, all 9 years old, Cynthia Peak, a substitute teacher aged 61, Catherine Kuntz, aged 60, and Mike Hill, a custodian, aged 61. The Nashville Police Chief, John Drake, said the shooter was named as Audrey Elizabeth Hale, 28, and from Nashville. Hale was a former student at the school and identified as transgender. Hale had no criminal history at all.